Unit 3, page 28, exercises 2 and 3.
How algorithms shape our world. In 2017, a college student from the U.S. set off in her car for a hiking trip in the Grand Canyon. Following the directions of her GPS, she drove deep into the desert. She had been driving for 2 days when the road came to an end, and she found herself driving along a dusty track. The road her GPS had instructed her to follow didn't exist. Very soon, the battery in her GPS was dead, and her car had run out of gas. She spent 5 terrifying days alone in the desert, with no cell phone signal, before she was finally rescued by helicopter. Such extreme situations may thankfully be rare, but virtually all of us regularly rely on information generated by computer programs, or more precisely, the algorithms they run to make decisions. They help us find our way to places, translate text, and compare prices. They suggest songs we might want to listen to, news stories we might want to read, and products we might want to buy. Increasingly, they're involved in making life-changing decisions in the healthcare and justice systems, too. But are we right to trust the information that these algorithms give us? To appreciate the importance of algorithms in today's world, we need to understand what algorithms are and what they can do. When a computer is programmed to perform a task, it is told what to do and in what order. This series of step-by-step instructions is an algorithm. A basic algorithm might multiply 2 numbers, but most of the algorithms that we use are, of course, much more complicated. There are algorithms that classify information into groups to predict what TV shows you'll enjoy based on your interests, for instance. Filter information, for example, to control our social media news feeds. Make connections, such as suggesting friends on an app. Rank information, such as search engine results or hotels on a hotel booking site. In the tech industry, unique algorithms are like secret recipes, often giving a company the edge over its competitors. Algorithms are valuable because they promise to process huge amounts of data very quickly and reveal meaningful patterns. But are decisions taken by algorithms necessarily better than those of humans? And what does better even mean? We know that human reasoning is flawed, subjective, and often prejudiced. Algorithms can supposedly analyze far more information much faster and make more consistent and objective decisions. If we can eliminate human error and bias from processes such as recruiting employees or sentencing defendants in court, we can create a more level playing field and a fairer society. Well, that's the theory. In her book, Hello World, How to Be Human in the Age of the Machine, mathematics professor Dr. Hannah Fry explains why we should be cautious about letting algorithms call the shots. Firstly, an algorithm's output is only as valid as the instructions and the data we put into it. For instance, an algorithm can suggest suitable candidates for a job by analyzing the profiles of successful past employees. However, if human recruiters have previously been biased against certain groups, an algorithm is only going to repeat the same patterns of discrimination. Secondly, algorithms can only take information at face value. They can't combine logic with intuition and emotional intelligence in the way that humans can. For example, when deciding what kind of punishment someone should receive for a crime. Finally, there's the issue of machine learning. Unlike algorithms programmed by humans, machine learning algorithms are simply given some data and an end goal. They then decide how to achieve that goal, often using processes that may not make much sense to us. This poses an important problem. How can we control something if we don't understand it? So, should we worry about the impact of algorithms on our lives? In the conclusion to her book, Fry expresses the view that algorithms are not inherently good or bad. What's important, she says, is how we use them. Rather than giving algorithms free rein, we need to understand how they work, assess their output critically, and accept that, like us, they'll sometimes make mistakes. Fry claims that there are many reasons to be optimistic about the future of algorithms, providing that their use goes hand in hand with human judgment.